get my head nod to Laura here. This is, the title of this piece is,
Is this on?
Can you do a test to see if...
It's good.
Okay. Title of this piece is, Balm to Bilk. Balm?
Balm. And buggin'.
Buggin' already, huh?
Buggin'.
And buggin's balm, too?
Barely blurted, but true.
Razzle.
Is roused.
Roused?
Razzling is rousting.
Where from?
Balm.
Razzling is rousting from balm?
Boldly blurted, but untrue.
Bilk.
Huh?
True is bilk.
Blick.
Blick?
I just blocked that. Blick.
You can't blick that.
Blick.
Blick is blank.
Boldly blurted, but not certain.
Look, you live inside yourself like this, the outside will watch you die.
Ooh, bilk, bilk.
Really? But still, how rally balm to roust razzle? What ought the movement brandish?
Brandish? Blithely blurted, but improbable.
But still, any formula based purely on affect outside the realm of objects, objects' origins, relations, logics, counterlogics, nth degree determinations of...
Suckle, suckle.
Suckle, suckle?
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
What? That modernist lily pond boot sloshing containment?
That ethical bomb morally brandishing splish splash political razzle?
Whoa, cry of a tomcat. A wail of a tale on open seas. Rallying are we then, sister, after all?
Sister in brotherhood.
Brother in sisterhood.
Sloop to my sloop.
Mainsail to my midmast.
Anchor to my anchoring.
Docking to my dock.
Hey, yo, still roused to rule the gendered roost?
Yo, hey, still sloshing that sassy death inside brassily blurted?
Some aquariums are just fabulous. Some aquariums are now cleaner and richer than the authenticest flipped inside-out luminescent reef.
My point exactly. Through aesthetics, how do we bilk to roust imperialist blicking?
That can be arranged, designed, well represented in an aquarium setting. That you're fancying to be flying fish outside containment, feeding cycles, boom and bust is limbo bimbo, humble mumble.
That's so cryptic, so descendu.
Sprung thighs, though. I've got them. I've got them. Tactics. You know I do.
That's true. Should we talk agonistics? New kinds of agonistic pleasures to construct? Pedagogic massified praxi?
Sunken pirate ships it is. Hideouts. Fantasy fortresses.
You're likening the movement's structural potential to an aquarium ornament?
Collecting dusty nutrients, plus effectively how to peekaboo through ample portals, slithering motions, proportionate and changing scales of space, a sectoralized workforce to dissect, ready to both blick and bilk, ready to make and take bombs, ours, terribly fully bodied.
Oh.
Toilers, glimping, glumping, glad to be gloating.
Huh?
Toilers, glimping, glumping, glad to be gloating. Say it.
Toilers.
Glimping.
Glimping, glumping, glad to be gloating. Toilers, glimping, glumping, glad to be... Wait, what is this?
Poetry. Poetry for the movement.
Poetry for the movement? This shit?
What, not revolutionary enough for you?
Uh-uh, can't blick me off like that. I mean, what are the embedded social demands in this stuff?
You mean sly, organelled movement, partisanally nutriated between roll-calling demands directed at gang boss, ain't body body, massified praxi?
Maybe we just don't speak the same language.
Maybe that doesn't mean we're not part of the same movement.
True enough. What do you say we stroll to the seaside, catch an evening breeze, and pick it up there?
Sounds good. I can use the simulacral teasing, cultural specific shucking.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it? This breeze, it's perfect. Not warm, not cold, but cool against a warming sun.
Yeah. One thing about the sea is its flatness, its clarity of shape, its brisk, unabashed feeling of everything to its height, whatever that height may be at any given time. Then there's also the, how to put it, dumbness, a dumbness that's intelligized by us wanting it.
What?
The sea.
Oh, I agree. Something that's not mute, something that's not expressive, but something that's very much us in any language, and depending on the culture.
Balm to bilk?
Ugh.
Just kidding.
No, maybe we should return to that. A good time now in great setting, wavelets upon wavelets, constitutive, like these waters.
What I meant was that to tend to balm, that is, a social interpretive key, that if being away from body-body is roused, coming from slavers, capitalist, imperialist, is a rousting from where we need to be.
Tending to a different kind of balm?
Well, not overtly. That's a problem, too, because overt is razzle, always inviting of another razzle to roust balm, that is.
Oh, so you're saying balm, ours, should be as pure of a blick as can be?
Praise be flying fishes. You're getting it.
Okay, but can sometimes brandish be the blick of the hour in order to rally the razzle needed to roust?
Boldly blurted, but of course.
Uh-huh. That's why the special status of blurt can have the enemy listening in at every turn.
Exactement. When they blurt, we brandish. When they brandish, we blurt.
On the level of aesthetics, you mean?
Yes. But how do you pair the imperialist from the imperialist aesthetic and the imperialist aesthetic from the imperialist? Not an easy formula, as you say.
Yeah, okay. Whoa, you're a trip. Who are you anyway?
That's what I was wondering. Who am we?
Who am we? Boldly blurted.
But barely begun.